Hello, everybody, and welcome to the second episode of Playing for Anti. I'm Josh, your host. Hopefully you've listened to the first episode, or if you haven't, then welcome to this podcast. Just want to do a couple quick disclaimers before the show. This was also recorded before we knew where we were going to post it, just like the first episode was. And so that means a couple of things. One, it's kind of old, so we talk a little bit about Conspiracy, because it was recorded right as Conspiracy was coming out. So that's a little dated, but that's a brief conversation, and you can always fast forward through those few minutes. MTG Cast has guidelines about profanity and stuff, and we didn't really follow them because we didn't know where we were posting it. So if you are someone who wouldn't like to hear a podcast with some profane language, then you should probably not listen. It's not crazy. It's just we didn't really think about it and just kind of talked how we would normally talk, which uses some profanity. So yeah, the third episode, we're keep that more in mind. But for this one, just wanted to give you that quick thing. Also, in this episode, we riff a lot on a joke about making fun of casual Magic players. I just wanted to make sure that everyone knew that this was a joke. After recording it, I was a little worried that some people, because they haven't really gotten the inside joke, might be offended by it. We have no problem with casual Magic players. We just kind of find it funny to try to be that super annoying spiky guy who just hates every casual Magic player. So just, you know, that's the joke. So hopefully nobody's offended by it. And finally, this was recorded before we had come up with the name. There's a little bit at the beginning where we discuss what the podcast should be named. We now have our name, Playing for Anti, but I thought I'd just leave it in because I thought it was kind of amusing. Yep, that's it. So enjoy the episode. You know what? I'm going to not...
Just say... Hello and welcome to, and then, you know, you can put in a title later.
Hello and welcome to insert title here.
But you could actually make a realistic clause. You could say hello and welcome to
No, more likely what I'm going to do is just, I'll record an intro like I did with the podcast that I posted.
All right, whatever. Call it Game Can Zealot.
Game Can Zealot. All right, well. So let's just go ahead and start, we'll go ahead and start, and I will put in an intro with the name later. So, hello everybody. We're starting now. I don't know where I'm going to cut it from. We'll probably start it from earlier. This is the second episode of this podcast. Today, I'm back. I'm Josh, as you may remember from the first podcast. And we also have our returning champion, Eric. Say hello, Eric.
Hey, what's up? I won last time.
By a lot. Very quickly.
Yeah. I'm good at the Gatherer game.
Yeah, apparently. And we also have Andrew.
Hi.
That's Andrew. he also goes to Tufts. To clarify, I do not go to Tufts, but I used to, so...
It's cool that
I hang out with people that still go. I graduated 2012. And we have Dan, who is going a rising senior.
Yep.
What are you, Andrew? You're a rising junior?
Correct.
Yeah. What do you guys... what's a good question? How would you guys define your Magic lives? What kind of players are you?
I'd say my Magic... career really changed from one pack of Modern Masters.
Yeah.
A foil Goyf and a Vendilion Click.
Yeah, this is actually, I mean, when you think about it, it kind of did. I mean, now you're really big into Modern, and you wouldn't have had any of those cards without that one pack of Modern Masters.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I wasn't kidding. Yeah. I had the best 2-3 I've ever gone at FNM.
You went 2-3?
Yeah. And you got the courtesy pack for showing up.
You got one pack, and that's what you opened.
Yeah, and yeah. It's all because the owner of the store forgot it was double FNM, so he felt bad and gave out Modern Masters as the prizes.
Wow. That's solid. So, yeah, what are you playing in Modern? I know, for the listeners.
Currently I'm playing Blue, White, Red, Kiki, pretty much Sean McLaren's exact 75. I just went 4-0 and... one at a GPT. for Boston before losing to Stephen Mulhu in the quarters of the top eight.
Steve, you may remember from the person who got his ass kicked last week.
He had 0 points.
Did he end up with a point? I think he got 1 point in the end.
No, wasn't that the great bag that he missed or whatever?
He had one chance to name one, but I think one time he challenged somebody and they got it wrong.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
Yeah. So, congrats to Steve for that. He did win the first two games, to be fair. And Dan.
Yes, he did.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm a filthy casual.
Filthy fucking casual.
I play EDH. I'll draft whenever, but yeah.
What are your EDH decks?
So my main one right now, I just built a Sig River Templet EDH deck.
Oh, that sounds really boring.
Yeah, no, it's pretty fun.
Is it? Why?
Because you draw cards.
Does Sig and draw you cards?
He does.
Oh, I'm thinking of the other one. I'm thinking of the other one. The blue-white one.
No, that's cool.
Okay, no, Sig seems cool.
Sig is super fun. Yeah. It doesn't do anything except draw cards.
The blue-white one's the one that, like, gives your merfolk protection.
Yeah.
That's not a fun...
No, Sig River Cutthroat is the worst Edric.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. But is Edric banned as a general?
Edric's banned in 1v1. But Edric is not as good in multiplayer because it's not because it's a symmetrical effect. Because
But it encourages your opponents to attack your other opponents. Obviously, Joshua.
Okay.
But I mean, if you're playing EDH when you're attacking, then I suppose it's a different game.
I don't really know what it's like to attack with creatures in EDH.
I think I did it once. It was kind of funny. I think I killed a planeswalker.
Well, land creatures.
Land creatures? Oh, yeah, you have the Athusa deck. That deck's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Is that your own build, or did you find that somewhere?
Yeah. No, that's 100% my own brew.
Yeah, that one's sweet. Just all sorts of different effects with Athusa. Sweet.
Yep.
Actually, let's do a new segment called Brew of the Week. Here, we'll put in some theme song. Brew of the Week. So Eric, I really like your mono green Belcher deck in Modern. You want to describe it?
Yeah. All right. It's not my build. It's my friend Brian Eisenhower's build. He hooks me up with sweet brews all the time. He actually hooked me up with a sweet. This is kind of off topic, but an Immortal Servitude dredge deck for game day. Where I went 3-3, but I started 3-1, so that's something. the mono green Belcher deck plays things like Caravan Vigil and, try to search for the horizon or something.
Safe Right Quest,
that's the card. Caravan Vigil, Safe Right Quest, and then,
the other one from like M14.
Yeah, Lay of the Lands.
Lay of the Lands, yeah.
To search out forests from its library, specifically forests, because of there's a one of Breeding Pool, and Sacred Quest finds a forest, so that's cool. But anyway, so it plays only 7 lands in the deck, which is more than most Belcher decks, but the point is that it's just a bunch of fast mana and ramp spells to ramp out your 7 lands very quickly, and 7 lands is enough to cast an activated Belcher, so you kill your opponent.
And it's also, you play Fabricate, that's why you have the Breeding Pool.
Yeah.
And you also have Birds of Paradise to cast it.
And you also have the Utopia Sprawl with Arbor Elves to generate extra mana.
And so the other cool piece of tech is, what is the card called with the Clash one?
Recross the Paths. It's two and a green cards off the top of the library until you reveal a land card. You put that card onto the battlefield, and then you clash with your opponent. And if you win the clash, you return Recross the Paths. So it's a way to turbo out all of the lands from your library. And if there are no lands left in your library, Recross the Paths puts the revealed cards on the bottom of your library in any order. So if you whiff on a land, you get to sort your library and then win the
That's cool.
Yeah.
Clash.
It's a. It was kind of okay. Like, I remember
automatically. You just get to put four Belchers on top. So even if they have a counter spell,
I kind of don't hate that deck against Malirapod. I mean, it seems terrible against Twin because it's probably just slower and doesn't have any disruption. But it could probably beat Pod. I don't know. Pod doesn't have too many ways of interacting with it.
It's a pretty ridiculous deck, and it also is like hard pressed to beat like Stone Rain. Just one.
Yeah. Though that's not really a thing.
If you don't have like an Arboreal for your trophy spell or something.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a cool deck. So that's our Brew of the Week.
So, 8-rack, splashing red for Blood Moon. Am I right?
Yeah, that seems sweet. Whoa. What the hell? Lightning, and, Bolt, and, Risefall. I love Risefall. It's like my favorite card.
On a more serious deck note, I like very much like Prophetic Planeswalker.
Yeah, seems sweet.
Especially that list I was playing sort of Feast and Famine.
Yeah, it's very good with that. Dan, are you still here?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're just being quiet. I have nothing constructive.
constructive
in general.
Nice.
Put that in.
Razor sharp.
Yeah. So recently I decided that I'm going to try and trade my Force of Wills and Wastelands for Tarmogoyfs because I currently have Merfolk in Legacy, and that's a super boring deck. And getting Tarmogoyfs would open up a lot more decks in Modern.
Explain
where
how you got the Wastelands and Forces. Kind of good story.
Rich uncle. got them for Christmas.
Solid.
But yeah, so the list I've been looking at recently, who wrote about it? Caleb Bearward wrote about it on Channel Fireball at the end of May. And it's a Jund list in Modern that's playing 4 Dark Confidants, 4 Prophetic Flamespeakers, 2 Scavenging Oozes, and 4 Tarmogoyfs as the only creatures. And then it's playing 2 main decks, Sword of Feast and Famine. So with Prophetic Flamespeaker and Sword of Feast and Famine, not only are you attacking for a lot because it has double strike and trample, but you deal combat damage, you exile the top card of your library, and then you get to untap your lands.
And then maybe cast if it's an instant.
Exactly. And
well, no, it says you may play it this turn, so you can play it whenever.
No, yeah, but
if it's an instant,
because it has double strike.
Because you get then you can tap and play any instance, and then untap your lands again.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's sort of been on my mind recently.
Yeah, seems awesome. I don't, as I said, love the idea of playing a 3-drop that dies to Bolt in Modern.
Yeah.
I know. It's awkward. I mean, there was a list that did well with that played. The list you're talking about. It won a daily, I think, right?
Yes.
But I mean, doesn't mean that much.
No. No. But I think it's something interesting to explore.
Yeah. For sure. No, it's definitely interesting. I mean, Bob dies to Bolt in an unfavorable way as well. So,
yeah, true. I mean, a lot of things do.
Yeah.
You know what doesn't? Eidolon of Rhetoric.
Eidolon. Yeah. That card's very good.
Destroys the Gristlebrand deck.
Which one is that? Yeah. The you have Hexproof?
No, cast spells.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one's a nightmare.
Rule of Law stapled to a 1/4. Jesus Christ.
Although you're better against that than actual Rule of Law.
Yeah.
You true. Actually can't beat Rule of Law.
That's not true. I play Nature's Claim.
Pre-board?
Well, no. Yeah. Who's going to play Rule of Law main?
Well, I mean, sure. You should be playing Flame Slashes over Bolts, probably.
I mean, maybe.
Just because.
The ability to go to their face is actually kind of relevant sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. Alright.
I was thinking about Deathmark. Just because there's nothing I want to Flame Slash that isn't green or white.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you just want to kill Scoozes and the Eidolon of Rhetoric.
And sometimes a Goyf.
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes you just want to kill a Tarmogoyf.
All right, let's get to the games.
All right, cool. Wait, we should talk about Conspiracy because it released today.
Oh, okay. We talked about it last time.
Yeah, but now we can talk about it more because last time we didn't know Brainstorm was going to be in it. And also, we somehow completely forgot that cards could be foil.
Yeah.
So there are foil Brainstorms running around now.
Big deal. Though I can't imagine that $100 or $50 is a realistic price tag.
It's not, but...
Actually, foil Delvers are $20.
That art specifically has never been in foil as well.
Yeah, and foil Delvers are $20. And that was in a large set that was drafted for a while and very popularly. This is not nearly as high print run of a set. And
yeah.
The Delver sees play in Modern, too.
Also, yeah. Foil Stifle.
Yeah, Foil Stifle will be sweet. But there already are Foil Stifles, just...
Yes, but...
I mean, yeah. There already are Foil Brainstorms, too, but from only one set. And...
Yeah, I mean, the fact that you can get... I mean, there's little FNMs. The fact that you can basically get the Judge Promo Stifle without the Judge Watermark is cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. Plus, I mean, like what we talked about last time, I'm just excited to draft it.
I guess like foil conspiracies might go for a lot.
Maybe. Are there foil conspiracies?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
There are.
Yeah, that'll be sweet.
I mean, you can get a foil basic land, so.
Sure. I don't know if I'm going to put any of the conspiracies into my cube. Probably not.
World Knit. Best conspiracy.
Which one's that one?
As long as every card in your card pool started this game in your library or in the command zone, lands you control have tap, add one mana of any color to your mana pool.
That's cool. Wait, why?
The five-color enabler is cool.
But why that can... every card in your library started the game?
Every card you drafted.
Oh! You have to draft...
You have to play
every card you drafted.
That's kind of awesome.
Also, a great, between that card and the card, Cogwork Grinder.
Yeah, which lets you throw your tap away.
And then as you draft a card, you may remove it from the draft face down. It's not in your card pool. And then for every card you do that, it enters the battlefield with a +1/+1 counter.
That card is sweet.
So it lets you control the size of your pool.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool. All right, yeah, let's go to the games. Theme music.
Goblin game. Game can sell it.
Okay, so let's start off with Build a Card. That game's fun. I have some written down here. Do you guys know how to play this game, Dan, Andrew?
I do.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's just start. So the first one I have is Mind Twist. Who wants to go first? Andrew, go first.
So for this game, you add
a card to the beginning. Or
either the beginning or the end?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go with... This game seemed easier when you guys were playing it. is Mind Twisted Abomination?
Yeah, that works.
Cool.
Dan?
Let's see. Hive Mind Twisted. Wait.
Ooh.
Hive Mind Twisted Abomination.
That's good.
The Hive Mind Twisted
Abomination? No, I knew you were going to go with that.
It's named The Hive.
Yeah, it still doesn't count.
I think it counts.
The Hive.
Nah, not counting it.
Cards that end in the.
Why'd you have to go with Hive Mind, Dan?
It's the first thing that came to mind.
Haha. Nice.
I was thinking about using Wrench Mind, but I guess Wrench is a pretty bad word, too.
I mean, I definitely should have gone for Twisted Image, not Twisted Abomination.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not like image works. Hold on, give me like 5 seconds. All right, I give up.
All right, living hive mind twisted to abomination.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty good.
That was one of my first rares.
Yeah, one of mine too.
Yeah, we've bonded over this before.
Have we? Yeah. It's amazing. That card is broken. It's cool.
So do I go now?
Yeah. Living Hive Mind Twisted Abomination.
Bane of the Living nice. Hive Mind Twisted Abomination.
Yep.
Heroes Bane of the Living. Wait, Living. Wait, what was the rest of it?
Heroes Bane of the Living Hive Mind Twisted Abomination.
Yeah, that's the one.
Sorry.
Am I trying to get back in or am I out?
No, you're out. Tormented Heroes Bane of the Living Hive Mind Twisted Abomination.
I think I'm done here.
Herald of Tormented.
Nice.
Oh.
Hive Mind Twisted Image. Twisted Abomination.
Fuck. There's definitely something's Herald.
I have one.
Yeah. I can't think of it.
How many clues do you need?
We'll call Dan the winner. What do you got, Andrew?
Centaur's Herald.
Centaur's Herald. I knew there was something that was printed recently.
Yeah, there's also Demon's Herald. There's also Herald of Leshrac, but that doesn't work the right way.
No. Centaur's Herald of Tormented Heroes Bane of the Living Hive Mind Twisted Abomination. Not bad.
And then from Centaur, you could...
Yeah, you could go deep. But, alright. Mind Twist done. Alright, let's try one more. Anger of the Gods.
Anger of the Gods Willing.
Eric, go.
What? Anger of the Gods Willing?
Yeah, Anger of the Gods Willing.
Is it right now?
What? Yes, it's Anger of the Gods Willing.
Yeah. Anger of the Gods Willing, Gring Souls.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, all right.
Blind with anger of the gods wing willingering souls.
Blind with anger, you said?
Yeah.
Damn, I thought it was my turn, and I was going to do Borderland Ranger of the Gods.
I probably would have taken it just because it's clever.
Yeah. Something with lingering souls.
Lingering souls, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then definitely I should be able to think of something here. Okay. Blind with anger of the gods willingering soul sworn spirit.
Nice.
Ooh. Blind with anger of the gods willingering soul sworn spirit. Wait, I had something. Spirit of the Labyrinth.
Yeah.
Is it my turn now?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, there's a very easy one.
Oh.
Yeah. Blind with anger of the gods will lingering soul sworn spirit of the labyrinth Minotaur.
Yeah.
I was gonna go for champion.
Nah, blue Minotaurs from way in the day. Back in the didgeridoo days.
Blind with anger of the gods willingering soul sworn spirit of the labyrinth Minotaur abomination.
Damn it.
We ended up on abomination again.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
There's gotta be something that...
We ended up with a Minotaur skull cleaver last time, so I thought I'd...
Yeah, change it up.
Yeah.
Weird that we got to Minotaur both times.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when we start from a Theros card.
Yeah, I don't... We also, all of these are with, are, except for Labyrinth Minotaur, were printed very recently. Oh, Blind with Anger also.
There's gotta be something that ends with blind.
Eye gouge.
So,
that we're doing?
Razor.
Yeah, I got nothing, though. Eric, it's up to you.
I was hoping that you'd do Skull Cleaver again, because we learned that Cleaver Riot went.
Yeah.
And then we could go to Riot Gear.
Yeah.
Let's see. So we're looking for something that ends in blind or starts in
Abomination.
I guess there's nothing in magic that starts with nation.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of.
Huh.
Alright. I win.
Yeah.
Let's see.
No, wait. Oh. Wait. Is Stormblind a card? No.
I was gonna say
Stormbind, isn't it?
Trick Blind.
What?
Trick Blind? There is Blind Creeper, Blind Fury, Blind Hunter, Blind Obedience, Blind Phantasm, Seer, Blind with Anger, Blind Zealot, Blinding Angel, Blinding Beam, Blinding Flare, Blinding Light, Blinding Mage, Blinding Powder, Blinding Soul Eater, Blind Spot Giant, Hysterical Blindness.
No, Snowblind! That is a card. I got it right.
What?
You said Storm.
Oh, I said Stormblind. Ah, Snowblind.
Oh, yeah, Snowblind. Yeah, alright. And there would have been a lot from that angle, too. But, alright, I win.
I mean, are there that many that end in snow?
Maybe not.
No.
Mountain covered in snow?
Yeah, that doesn't apply.
What I was going to try and do was willing and ready.
Ready? What?
So there's a card, ready and willing.
Yeah.
It's a card. I was going to do willing and ready instead.
Oh, I see. For God's willing.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's, that's that one. Do we want another round of that, or do we want a new game? Let's try a new game.
Yeah, let's do a different game.
Alright. So this one, okay, this is a new game I came up with. Alright, so, it's like 20 questions, but here's how it's gonna work.
Does it have a funny name?
What?
Does this game have a name?
No.
You should come up with really nice names for these.
Yeah, I should. Name that magic card. Guess my card. Alright. I'll think of a card. And then you guys go around, and on your turn, you can either guess a card, or you can ask a yes or no question. But if you ask a question, you can't guess a card afterwards. So asking it makes it so the next person has more information for guessing. So there's a little strategy. All right.
Okay.
So I have a card, and I won, but Dan won most recently, so Dan can go first.
Is it a creature?
No. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah.
All right. Wait. So it's my turn.
Yes.
Okay. Is it standard legal?
No.
Is it modern legal?
No.
Is it a sorcery?
No.
Is it legacy legal?
Yes.
Is it the Abyss?
Holy shit.
You monster.
Is it?
It actually is.
The problem with this game is there's no real way to verify. You know,
well, it really was.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, no.
Sure.
I thought maybe Andrew would get it, or maybe somebody else would get it, and Andrew would be like, oh, I should have got that. I love that card in cube. I did not think that was going to happen. All right, Andrew wins.
We should definitely do another round. All right,
let's do another one. All right, I got it. I got another one. Go ahead,
Andrew. Do I start?
Andrew starts.
Is it Verdant Catacombs?
No. That would have been fucking crazy. I would have just ended the podcast right there.
All right, we should record a version now where it is Verdant Catacombs.
Oh my god, it is. Nice.
All right. Is it a creature?
No.
Is it a catacomb? Standard legal?
No.
What did Eric say?
Is it standard legal? It is not.
Is it modern legal?
Yes.
Is it a sorcery?
No.
Does it have a super type?
Does it have a super type as in, oh, like legendary is a super type?
Yeah, legendary, basic, snow, world.
No. It does not.
All right.
Is it a good card?
That's
not a yes or no question.
It is, but it's not. Technically, that wasn't against the rules because I didn't say you couldn't do that. But
yes.
No, that is against the rules. It's got to be verifiable.
It has to be like a good question?
It's got to be something that has a definitive answer.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be something specifically about the card. Like you could ask, have I ever played this card or something like that. But
is it black?
No. African American.
Is it a land?
No.
Does it have the card type tribal?
No.
All right.
Tribal is a super type.
No, it's a card type.
Oh, what the fuck?
Read Tarmogoyf, my friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it red?
Yes.
Point.
Is it lightning bolt?
No.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Is it an enchantment?
No.
Is it shrapnel blast?
No.
Is it an instant?
Yes.
Okay. Is its converted mana cost 3 or greater?
No.
Is it the other one? I don't want to give information. Is it a Intheros block?
No. We already said it wasn't standard legal.
I know, I didn't want to give away information.
Oh, you could have guessed a card.
Nah, seems bad.
Is it Lightning Helix?
No.
Just to clarify, so, alright, is it multicolored?
No.
Alright.
But to clarify, if you had said, is it red, and it was red-white, like Lightning Helix, I would have said, yes, it is red.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
Yep. But it happens not to be. It's just multi, plain all red.
Is it Hill Flame?
What?
Pillar of Flame.
No, it is not. Also, that's not an instant.
Oh, it is an instant. I forgot about that.
Is its converted mana cost 1?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Is it a common?
Yes.
Is it Faithless Looting?
Also is not an instant, no.
Oh, instant. I keep forgetting.
Oh, man.
Is
it Scred?
What?
Is it Scred?
It is Scred.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's... I was about to guess at Crimson Wisps. It's the it's the one mana red instant from your pet deck, not from mine.
Yeah.
I wasn't good at that game.
What?
Let's do one more.
One more? All right. Okay. I'm trying not to do, like, completely random cards. So these are cards you've heard of.
Yeah.
I'm confident that you all know this card.
Is it Traveler's Preparation?
Dan, you go
Dan
first.
Dan starts.
Is it standard legal?
No.
Is it modern legal?
Hey, it's my turn.
Oh,
oops.
All right, I'll ask, is it modern legal?
No.
Is it legal in Legacy?
Yes.
Is it blue?
No.
Does it have a super type?
No.
Is it a land?
No.
Is it... I don't know if this is a good question, but is it played in top-tier Legacy decks?
I think I can answer that.
In top-tier.
Is it played in top-tier Legacy decks? If the question is, like, is it played ever in top-tier Legacy decks, I think that's a question I can answer. Like...
Has it ever
or
been
here's
played?
A better question. Have I ever seen a top-tier Legacy deck that played it? And the answer is yes.
Okay. That one, then.
Yes.
Is the card green?
Yes.
In color?
It is
green. I know what I want it to be, but I don't think it is. Is it Berserk?
No. That'd be sweet, though.
I'm not sure if in fact it's top tier.
No, it is definitely not.
Is it an enchantment?
Nope.
Is it a creature?
Yes.
Is it a mongoose of the nimble variety?
No.
Of the non-nimble variety?
Wait your turn.
You can ask if it's a non-nimble mongoose later.
Is it Xanten Swarm?
It's not. That's a good guess. Mm.
Yeah, very.
Is its converted mana cost 3 or greater?
No. Andrew's turn. No, it's not a non-nimble mongoose. I can't say that. Holy shit. Non-nimble mongoose. Non-nimble mongoose.
Good to know. Is it...
Wouldn't that be amazing if it was a different mongoose?
Yeah.
Are there any others?
Yeah.
Probably never seen playing Legacy. But...
Okay.
There's that mongoose tribal deck that's becoming popular. Cavern of Souls, Coat of Arms. Yeah, tons of mongooses, Eric. There's 3.
Yeah, that's 2 others.
Blurred Mongoose. And which is like not that far off from Legacy Playable.
There's
actually
3 times as many as you thought there were.
Can you name what Blurred Mongoose does?
Nah.
Or Haru Meerkat?
That's a meerkat.
They're both 2/1s for 1 and a green. The Blurred Mongoose has Shroud and can't be countered, and which is not that far off from Legacy Playable. And the Haru Meerkat is just pro blue.
Okay, so, is it...
So you're saying they're, like, worse Skylashers?
Yes. They combined is not even 1 Skylasher.
It's my turn, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it Nettle Sentinel?
No. Solid guess, though.
That's in Modern, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Is it an elf?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it Birchlore Ranger?
Nope. See, here's where I think you're better off just guessing cards as opposed to... Because if you guess anything that is right, then the next person's probably just going to get it.
Oh, yeah? We'll challenge that.
All right, fine. Ask your question.
Yeah,
does it have converted mana cost 2 or less?
Yes. Right, that's fair. That gives no information.
Is it Priest of Titania?
It is Priest of Titania. Well done, Daniel.
Nice.
All right, nice.
Daniel is good at this game.
Yeah.
Hey, I got through this.
Daniel won almost every game so far.
It was your comment, like, well, if you ask...
Because, I mean, people... I think at this point don't play a one of Priest of Titania.
No,
never. They haven't for years.
No. They were playing it for a while when Gaia's Cradle came out.
I'm talking about like in the past year it hasn't been.
I mean, sorry, when Gaia's Cradle became unlegendary, but they were playing it.
Well,
but yeah. It's kind of a win more card. Okay. How far we are with time? 42 minutes. All right, let's get to the Gatherer game, I think. I'll save some of these other games that I came up with for next time. That's called a teaser.
Oh, man.
Coming back. Oh, man, I can't wait to see those amazing other games. The first two have been wonderful. All right. So Dan gets to go first in the Gatherer game. We'll go to Eric after him because he's our defending champion. So, Dan, you get to pick the category. All right. So your choices are... let's do some new ones. Okay.
I'll take states that end in Hampshire.
Potent potables. Ooh, I should make one that's potent potables. I'll have to think about it. Things that have like liquor on the, or like have bottles on them. That's a good one. All right, I'll come up with that for next time.
Jesus.
Okay. Let's do. Biggie Smalls. That's goblins or elves with converted mana cost greater than or equal to 5. You're So Vain, R&D vanity cards, or cube cards. Cards where the power, toughness, and converted mana cost are all the same.
Oh, I thought that was going to be like cards in my cube.
Nope.
But let's go with that one, though.
Okay. All right. Would you like a card with gather rating 4.103, 4.36, or 4.649?
Let's go with the lowest one.
The lowest one. Okay. Let me pull it up here.
So we're doing cubes?
Yep. Power, wait. Toughness, and converted mana cost are all the same.
Yeah, like a square card, but with mana cost.
Yep.
No, cube.
It's a cube. It's three different things.
Oh. Huh.
Like
grizzly bears.
Yep.
Okay.
Ooh.
The Dark Horse there.
Here's a good one. I've never seen such a polarizing card as far as controversy.
Is that the comment? Was that one of the comments?
Yes. They say... And then someone else says, this card is great, but it's just too much. Those are your clues. And there are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 clues.
I'll say...
10? Okay. To Eric?
Four.
Four. Okay.
Name that card, Eric.
Alright. Okay, so you get four hints. It's just, someone says it's just too good, and someone says it's never, they've never seen such a polarizing card as far as controversy. 4.103 stars. It is a creature. It is a mythic rare. It is white, and its converted mana cost is 5, which also gives you its power and toughness.
Is it Baneslayer Angel?
It very clearly is. Eric is on the board already.
I actually was going into it thinking it could be Emrakul, the Aeon Sovereign.
I would totally have done that, yeah.
That
I'm not going to say whether or not one of the other two cards was Emrakul. And also, with those descriptions.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
Oh, and then once you said that it was not legendary, I immediately jumped to Wurmcoil Engine, and then you said it was white.
Yeah.
And I was pretty sure it was Baneslayer, and then you locked it down. Yeah.
Wait, so if it were a legendary, would you have to say it's a legendary creature?
Yeah, but that counts as two clues.
Okay. That's why I asked for four, because I wanted legendary creature, mythic, colorless.
All right. Smart. Okay. Although legendary creature, mythic, colorless doesn't... I was thinking it doesn't get you away from Wurmcoil, but that would be artifact creature, mythic, colorless. Okay. All right, so Andrew challenged Eric, and so Dan goes first.
I've seen this before.
Dan is the new Steve. All right.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah, because he also won all of the earlier. Yeah.
Yep. All right, the first category. That's What She Said. Cards with flavor text from female characters.
That's good.
Yeah. Kick in the Door. Cards that make 4/4 tokens. That's a deep pull. Somebody's gonna get that though and really appreciate it. And let's do cards.
I don't get the joke, but I feel like I'd be really good at that category.
Yeah.
How many things could possibly make 4/4
tokens? Well, you'll see.
No.
Or the last one we'll do is set cards. Cards with sets named after them, like future sets.
What?
Cards.
Like last time the card was on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I'll go with the first one. That's What She Said.
That's What She Said. Okay.
For 5.0.
I looked it up. The Notorious B.I.G. reference.
Yeah, very good. And all right, so that's the second Biggie reference of the game. All right, I was about to read the card name.
That's not how it works.
Your first choice is Scred. It has.
Wait, which category did we pick?
That's What She Said.
All right.
4.544, 3.264, or 3.943.
Let's go
up to 4.5. Alright, 4.5? Okay, let's pull it up. 4.544 stars for this card with flavor text from a female. The flavor text has to have been from the first printing. I just realized that was relevant for this category on multiple of the cards. Okay, so somebody says, I think the flavor text of this version pretty much sums up the purpose of the card.
Wow.
Someone says, haha, true dat, and then writes a smiley face. Oh, here's a good one. Someone says, I really wish this art was available on MTGO. Okay. And someone else says that the flavor text is ironic in a very specific way. Those are some good ones. Oh, and there are, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hints.
I mean, I'll go 8.
It goes to, who challenged? Andrew challenged, so it goes to Andrew.
We'll go 6.
6? Tarek?
I'll go 4 again.
4? Dan?
Maybe it's the ordering that's like...
The order switches every time.
I don't know. No, but whoever wins goes 3rd every time.
Not if the person who wins was the one who challenged.
Yeah.
But yes, it does. It does a little bit affect it. But like, you started with 10 or 8. You could have just said 4.
I know. I could have. I didn't want to. Let's see. Yeah, no. I challenge you to a duel. All
right.
4.
I get 4 hints.
4 hints. All right. It is a sorcery. It's an uncommon. It's red, and its converted mana cost is 2.
Pyroclasm.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's correct.
The flavor text is, of course, you should fight fire with fire. You should fight everything with fire.
No, that's sizzle.
Oh, well, whatever.
It's also Jaya Ballard.
Jaya Ballard, yeah.
It says leave more rooms for the big ones to fight in, you know. And the irony is that Jaya Ballard is a 2/2 and dies to pyroclasm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I still got all right. That's why I didn't vote negatives.
All right.
Yeah, negative 14 would have been a little intense.
Especially since there are only 10 things.
No, but it works differently with the negatives a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Or, I mean, I guess, like, I would skip power and toughness.
Yeah.
But like, going all the way to flavor text.
Yeah.
A high.
All right. Andrew, would you...
Oh, no,
No, you challenge, so Andrew gets to choose a category.
Yeah, Andrew gets to choose a category.
Yay!
I guess I don't know how this is. Okay,
would you like uncommon legends? That's legendary creatures without commas in their name. Would you like more to love? That's creatures with CMC greater than or equal to 10. Or would you like the magic show, cards with the word show in them?
I'm gonna have to go with more to love.
All right. Would you like a card with 4.398, 4.254, or 3.663?
The middle one, 4.2 whatever.
4.254. Maybe I should just start rounding when I read off the things. Okay, 4.254 stars for this card. Its converted mana cost is greater than or equal to 10. Someone says, oh, this could be maybe useful. We need wizards to print in an equipment called leather pants for this. Someone asks if the creature can swim. And someone says it's really good for a specific kind of deck.
Okay. I'm gonna go with four.
Four. Seems to be the number. And it goes to Dan.
And I'm just going to say name it.
All right. It is an artifact. Oh, wait. I forgot to give you the number of hints, but that's fine. You didn't need it. It's an artifact, and it's a creature. It's a rare, and it's colorless.
Uh-oh. So it's an artifact. It's a colorless...
artifact creature that's a rare.
That's a rare.
Yeah. And it's very good for a particular kind of deck. Leather pants, and someone asks if the creature can swim.
It can swim? What the fuck?
They weren't the best ones.
People are gathering up leaves.
God. This is annoying. Let me think. Artifact creature. Like, which colossus should I just pull out of my... I'm just gonna go with Darksteel Colossus.
No. That's not correct.
Is that a rare? Or a mythic?
It was a rare at first, and then it was a mythic.
Oh, okay.
I'll read you guys the rest of the clues. Tell me if you know it at any point. It... Oh, well, this should give it away. Its converted mana cost is 16.
Draco.
Yeah, it's Draco. Yeah. It's funny, because if you had... if it wasn't for the fact that it had two creature types, you would have just gotten it for sure, because you would have gotten CMC 16.
Very easily, actually.
So who challenged?
I did.
Dan.
You did, Dan?
I got a point.
Got a point. Wait. Eric got a not point.
Yeah.
But and Eric gets to pick. All right.
Yay!
Suck it in.
Okay, Eric.
I like picking wacky categories.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes, what is your question?
Why should it have leather pants?
I have no idea. Someone says check tvtropes.com to find out why.
TV Tropes?
Yeah.
We do not advertise for TVTropes.com.
We do not support that. Thanks to our sponsors this week, me, and my laptop and microphone, you make the show possible. All right, Eric. All right.
There's a trope called Draco in Leather Pants.
Ah.
It's about Draco Malfoy from Harry Potter.
Gotcha. All right.
I solved the mystery.
This one is Crazy Eights. It's not the best name. The number one card from a Magic TV top eight list.
No.
Legacy Fives. That's legacy playable cards with a converted mana cost greater than or equal to five.
Maybe.
Or from the Vault 20. That's cards with a power plus toughness plus converted mana cost equals 20.
Let's go with Legacy Fives.
God damn it. Everyone always chooses the one that I realized that I didn't put down the number of clues yet. Or, I mean, the rating set. All right, so the first one, 4.310. The second one is... This card is a card that has a rating of 4.146. And the last card is a card that has a rating of 4.232.
Wow, there's so much variation, and it'll be so helpful in me determining which card to choose. I'll go with 4.146, please.
Okay, you got it. This card, 4.146 stars. This is a good... The card has the most... Someone says, this card has the most frightening art in the whole game. Someone says you can go infinite with this card. Infinite in a certain way. And somebody says this screams combo out with me. Those are good hints. Oh, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 clues. Eric.
Yeah?
How many clues
would you like?
Oh, it
starts with me.
Yes.
It starts with me. Yes. It goes to the challenger.
Yes.
Sorry, I thought it started with the challenger.
Yeah.
I'll go with 9 clues.
9?
Yeah.
Goes to Dan.
I'll go with 4.
4. Goddamn 4. All right, and Andrew?
I mean, there's like a big drop off from like 5 not as useful as 4. I'm going to make Dan name it.
All right, so this whole game's just going to be people naming it 4. Okay. I'm surprised none of those clues gave you any hints. All right, it is...
No art scares me, so I don't have a good metric for that.
Dan, it's a...
I have no fear, so...
Yeah, because I'm not a wuss.
Yeah, exactly.
All these babies on Gatherer.
All right, Dan. It's an instant, it's a rare, it's black, converted mana cost 5.
Is it ad nauseum?
It is ad nauseum. This is why people should stop challenging at 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't want to go to 3, though.
Yeah, converted mana cost is, like, really key.
Yeah.
But, like, the problem is, if it's a creature, then 4 doesn't give you the converted mana cost sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's what fucked me.
Yeah. Which is why the number of hints matters a little bit, because you can sort of tell, because the creatures tend to have more hints. Because they have
power and toughness. Yep. And
although, didn't you say this one had 13?
Yeah, which is a pretty normal amount. It's just got it's got 4 lines of text, which is why.
Oh.
Each line of text counts as one.
That's weird.
Yeah. Okay. Dan gets a point. Eric has two. Dan has two.
I have zero.
Yep. Andrew has zero. Andrew. So I guess Andrew is the Steve of this game.
I got the category.
Yep. Eric gets to pick the category. All right. Eric, would you like dregs? Cards LSV gave a limited rating of zero to?
Probably not.
Would you like... did I say this one? Oh, I didn't say this one. Unique power and toughness, cards that are the only card in the game with their power and toughness, or You're So Vain, R&D vanity cards?
Let's go with R&D vanity cards.
All right.
What does that mean?
A vanity card for R&D is like something they printed that's about a member of R&D. That like has a reference to a member of R&D, which they are, according to Morrow.
I give some examples, but they might mess with the game.
Yes, that's true. Morrow says that you're not allowed to do it anymore. They are not allowed to, although he would like to. Okay, 3.708, 3.325, or 4.445?
I missed those. I'll just go with the middle one.
Okay.
So what was that number? Hold on, I have to vet it again.
There are three... I'll just round. 3.7, 3.3, or 4.4?
Yeah, I'll go with 4.4, actually.
4.4? Okay. 4.445, to be exact.
Even better.
These are tough. These kind of all give it away. someone says, "Epic. I can only wish I had it." Someone says that something about it makes this the second best card ever made.
Wow.
I'll take, well, how many hints are there?
There are, yeah, that's as many hints as I need. Alright, so there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 17
All
hints.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll take 7 hints.
7
please.
Hints. Alright. Goes to Dan. No, goes to Andrew.
I'll go for 5.
5?
And I will go for 4.
Well. Well, I don't want to challenge it 4. But... I also don't want to be challenged at 3. So...
balls.
Not up.
So, what were the comments? I can only imagine having it, and it's like second best card ever made.
Yeah, something about it makes it the second best card ever made.
Huh. Yeah, and it's an R&D vanity card? Jeez. Yeah, I'm going to challenge Dan.
Okay. Dan, you get 4. It is a legendary creature. That's 2. Mm-hmm. It is a rare, and it's blue.
Huh.
I think I know it.
Yeah.
And if it were multicolored, you would... say all of the colors, or
if it were multicolored, I'm not saying whether or not it is. I would give you the colors one by one.
Okay.
So, like, if I said it was blue, if it was like Grixis, I would say blue and then black, then red.
Okay. A rare legendary creature that's blue. The problem is, I guess I don't really know any vanity cards.
Probably shouldn't have bid so low then.
Yeah, well, yeah. Sure. since I don't know that it isn't one, I'm going to say Arkham Dagson.
Yeah, it's a reasonable guess, but no.
Out of the dark?
That's wrong. So Eric gets a point? Yeah, Eric gets a fucking point.
Is it Richard Garfield?
Yeah, it's Richard Garfield.
PhD?
Yeah, PhD.
Yes, PhD.
Comma,
that
PhD.
Was, oh my god, that was so stupid. Yeah.
So that wouldn't be an uncomma in legendary.
Yes, it would not be an uncomma in legendary creature. It might be in other legendary creatures. There's another legendary creature thing. But yep, that's it. Let me cross that one off this list. Okay, so Eric challenged Dan. So Andrew gets to go first. Would you like, Andrew, Powerful Pauper? Those are commons with rating over 4. Would you like Biggie Smalls, Goblins or Elves with converted mana cost greater than or equal to 5? Or would you like Come On Top Deck, that's where I click a random card on Gatherer and give you a clue based on that?
Jeez.
We're going to go with Powerful Pauper.
Powerful Pauper. Alright. So your ratings are 4.592, 4.194, and 4.516.
We're going to go with 4.516.
516, okay. Interesting. Said that very deliberately. He's been doing research this morning.
I was, yeah, you're right.
Okay, 4.516. Someone says it's so overpowered. Someone says my friends hate it, I love it. Someone says it should be common. Reason one, those of us who are casual and only sometimes play tournaments can't afford a $500 deck. And someone says rather broken but not quite worth banning. It shouldn't be common, though.
We're going to go...
Oh, wait. First. Sorry. I need to tell you how many clues. You get one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12... 13, 14.
I'm going to go for 2.
2, okay. Strong bid. And it goes to Eric.
I will challenge 2.
Andrew, name that card. You're supposed to say, Andrew, name that card. I gotta crack
Andrew,
down on
that. Name that card.
There you go. That's better. All right, Andrew, you get that it is an artifact, and... I'm not going to give you the rarity because you already know that. It's colorless. That one you have to suck.
So the colorless artifact common.
Yep.
That is good.
I think I have it.
Yeah.
I mean, nice. I'm just going to guess cranial plating.
Yeah, you got it.
Yay.
Finally, Andrew has a point. All right.
Yeah, should have paid attention.
Yeah. All right, so it goes to Dan now. All right, Dan, would you like Land, Crack, Fetch, Take 2? That's cards from Conley Woods Brews. Would you like... I got to cross off the Devoted Druid. We've already done that. So there's only going to be 2 in that one. Unique power and toughness cards where they're the only card with that power and toughness. Or cards, top 100 most played cards in standard.
The Cursor of Krufix.
Let's go with standard, I guess.
Okay, top 100 most played cards in standard. All right. 3.806, 3.803, or 3.712?
I'm feeling the 3.712.
Sure. Okay.
not a lot to choose from there, but let me pull it up. Okay. Let's see what people have to say. Someone was saying that they were that it's strictly better than another good card. Someone says the flavor text is significantly less creepy in fictional world than in real life. And someone says, here's a good one, there's a Cyclops in the art.
Okay. And how many?
You get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 clues.
How many did you say?
16.
I'll do it in 15.
All right, strong opening bid. Goes to Andrew. Right? Goes to Eric.
Okay.
All right. I'll do you one better. I can do it in 14.
Whoa, big spender. All right, go to Andrew.
I can do it in 13.
All right, Dan?
I'll do it in 9.
Whoa.
Give me 6.
Whoa. Andrew?
I'm going to go with the magic number 4.
All right.
I'm going to say name it. Name that card, Andrew.
Whoa, this time we're naming it with 4 clues. Interesting.
Unheard of.
We may have broken the format.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is a creature. It's rare. It's white. CMC 1.
Soldier of the Pantheon.
Soldier of the Pantheon. All right. Nice. Andrew gets a point. It's getting close now. 3-2-2. Someone may take down our reigning champion. All right.
No, please.
No, please. All right, Dan.
No. I challenged.
You challenged? Oh, Eric.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah. Okay, Eric, would you like hosers, cards that were printed by development to hurt broken decks or cards?
Maybe.
Kick in the door, cards that make 4/4 tokens, or Biggie Smalls?
Oh, two Biggie references.
Yeah, two Biggies.
Oh, all at the same time. I'm going to go with kick in the door.
Okay.
Waving the 4/4.
Yeah, exactly. all right, these are cards that make 4/4 tokens. One is 4.34, one is 3.996, or one is 4.425.
3.996.
3.996, he says. Let's pull this shit up. 3.996.
Language, Joshua.
4/4s?
The greatest human invention.
They said if there is something that a blank deck needs, it's this. Someone says this card is crazy. And someone referenced a legendary creature that it doesn't work with. So somebody else thought it did. Yeah, that's what I got.
I'll take 5.
5? Oh, sorry, I should have said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh, wait, hold on. 5.
5? Okay. Goes to 5. Dan.
I'll say 4.
4?
I'll go 3.
Okay.
Huh. Andrew, name that card.
All right. It is an enchantment. It's rare, and it's white.
Oh, no.
A white?
White, rare enchantment, 3.996, makes 4/4 tokens. Someone says it's... Basically, they said it was essential for a certain kind of deck. Someone says this is card is crazy and a legendary creature it doesn't work with.
So it is a white enchantment that is a rare.
Yep.
I guess I'll guess Luminarch Ascension.
That's a good guess. It's not.
I mean, it's a white enchantment. That's a rare.
Yeah. No, it's a good guess.
Yeah.
No, it's
Can I guess now?
Yeah.
It's Sigil of the Empty Throne.
It is. Yeah. Oh, that's fitting. Eric gets the point.
Alright.
That was so worrisome because you play Mono White Prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I also had Luminarch Ascension as the one of.
Yeah, but it's not essential for that deck.
Yeah, but.
They were saying it was essential for Enchantress decks, right?
Essential, true.
Yeah.
What legendary thing does it not work with?
Xur.
Yeah, no.
That was sort of an unhelpful one, but yeah, it's only when you cast it.
Interesting.
Okay, Dan, your turn. Would you like...
I call bullshit.
What's the score?
Eric has 4, and you each have 2. Okay, would you like... cards with less than 1 star on Gatherer?
Can you call that category casual cards?
Ah, that's good. I can call that card category casual cards. Filthy casual cards. Filthy
that.
Fucking ca- Okay.
Can you do bleeps? Bleeps make everything funny.
It does make everything funny.
Magic version of racism.
I should bleep out the word casual.
Yeah, actually... I don't want me saying that to be in the podcast.
Why? It doesn't matter. It's clearly a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not. Like, I mean, I am casually racist. You get it?
I don't want to trivialize racism.
I don't think it's... I think being a cat is something, like, very serious.
It's a serious problem.
It's a lifestyle choice, and I don't approve of it.
Man, we're really making... our podcast.
Anyways, what am I?
It's better than the joke that I forgot to cut out of the last podcast. I think I will cut it out once I finally post it somewhere, but I posted on the Facebook group without that joke cut out. Alright, so do you want the filthy cards? Biggie Smalls, it's Goblin or Elves with CMC greater than or equal to 5, or card keys. Cards with keywords named after them.
That one.
That one?
Card keys, please.
Okay, card keys, please. So would you like a card with a keyword named after them? I don't know, it's necessarily named after them, but has the same name as a keyword. 4.665, 4.585, or 2.422?
2.422, please.
Okay. Somebody says, the card that spawned a keyword, that it's a useful ability. It says that the ability is a useful ability, but its namesake suffers from something. Someone said, suddenly skulls, thousands of them. That's all I got for you. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
12, you say?
I say 12.
I'll do it in 1.
Whoa.
Daniel, name that card.
Ooh, Eric. Eric's going to get 5 points, and I think we're going to name Eric the winner if he gets 5. We'll say we're playing a 5. Okay, Dan. Your one hint.
It is an enchantment.
Is it lifelink?
Oh. It's not.
No.
If I told you it's a, let's see, to go through the rest of them. It's a common, it's black.
It's fear.
It's fear. It's the other
that
one.
That was going to be my guess. Yeah. Black.
Yeah, I knew. Yeah. I guess the skulls. Yeah, the skulls did throw me off. I should have known.
Yeah, why would there be skulls on lifelink?
I don't know.
Maybe they just meant skulls with skin on them. Just people. Some people
also
have a dark outlook
head.
On life.
Yeah, I don't know who writes on Gatherer. They're weird people.
Fucking filthy cats who writes on Gatherer.
We should definitely not bleep fucking and bleep cats. They're fucking filthy cats.
Yeah.
The funniest thing is that, like, who's going to listen to this besides filthy
pros?
Yeah, the pros will definitely listen. I've already got 6 pros that said they'll definitely listen once I release it.
Yeah?
No, but I'll bleep out the part where I deny that that's true. Okay. You want to do one more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For all the marbles?
Yeah.
Super. Not for all the marbles. I won.
Yeah, we'll say Eric's the winner.
This is just a victory lap.
All right, all right.
Second place.
Let's say. All right. I will say that if you guys, I will end the game once Eric gets one more point. But if you guys can, one of you can get 5 before Eric gets one more, then
this
I'll.
Is okay. But yeah.
All right. basically, I gave Eric 4 points now instead of 5. Is basically what I'm doing. But it's because we didn't actually designate when the winner is. From now on, we'll say 5 is the winner. But
I was definitely working under the assumption it was 5.
Yeah, but for this one.
We'll say 6.
All right. Here's one. Stuffed box. Cards with 3 or more keywords.
Anders picking, right?
Yeah.
Anders picking. Anders is picking. Let me delete. Here from this. What do we got? Dregs. Cards LSP gave a limited rating less than or equal to 0. Or how about...
Less than or equal to 0?
No. Cards LSP gave a limited rating of 0. Or Biggie Smalls. Goblins or elves would convert a mana cost greater than or equal to 5.
Nobody likes that, Josh. No.
I have wanted it every time, but the
Scott
instead. Yeah. I'm gonna go. What was the second one you said?
LSP cards.
The yeah, let's go for
LSP zeros.
Yeah. Let's go for the dregs.
Right. Now, I might want to point out that LSV gives pretty much everything a 0.5, so it has to be truly unplayable for it to get a 0. Just a little bit of a hint. All right, 3.568, 4.12, or 3.555.
Did you say a 3.555?
Yes.
I'm going to go with a 3.555.
All right. Let me pull it up here. 3.555. Rating on Gatherer. Somebody says... fuck it. It's the only mythic rare of its type until a certain set came out. And someone says, very clever, Wizards. And yeah. Someone says, very clever, Wizards, and someone says, it's the only mythic of its type until a certain set came out.
Okay.
And there are 11 hints.
11?
Yeah.
You know what? No pain, no gain. We're going to go with... Wait, who is after me? Is it Dan or Eric?
I am.
Uh-oh. Pain some gain.
I'm going to go for... Two.
Two, okay.
Andrew, name that card.
All right. It's a legendary land.
Oh. Is it Iavugan?
It is Iavugan. Very well done.
Nice.
All right, Andrew, you got 3 points. Yeah, limited rating zero. Not a very good limited card. Okay. I was surprised nobody went deeper on that one. Did you have that in mind?
When you said the mythic rare legendary, or the mythic rare...
Yeah.
Printed thing. I figured it had to be like a land.
I think after a while, people are going to start, as the show goes on, more episodes, people are going to start doing negatives and taking bigger shots. Because I'm trying to give a little bit better hints so people can have an idea of what they are. Okay. Goes to Dan. Dan, would you like the magic show cards with the word show in the title?
Show and tell.
That's what she said, or cards with sets named after them. Set cards.
Let's go with show and tell for that one.
Yeah.
Show and tell.
Can I pick my card?
All right.
Show and tell, please.
3.578, 2.536, or 2.965. Guess which card I did not put in there.
Show and tell.
No fours, so I'll pick.
Because I was going to put show and tell in there until I realized that none of the other cards with show in the name have anywhere near as good of a rating, so it would be a little obvious.
That's funny.
3.5-ish.
3.578, alright. This is an easy one. Not so much.
That's a hint.
That is a hint, sure. It's not an easy one.
That was a comment on Gather, though. So.
Yep. Okay. This person says it's an odd, distant cousin of a certain card printed in Innistrad. Handy and reasonably priced, and the keyword makes it worth playing. That's a hint.
Mm-hmm.
And someone says card advantage is always welcome. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 clues.
Yeah. So who's after me?
Eric is. He challenged.
Yeah, I'll go with 13.
13? Eric?
I'll pick 7.
7?
I'll go 6.
6?
I'm going to say name that card, Andrew.
Yeah, that's rough. at least Eric's not getting the point. All right, it's a sorcery. It's an uncommon. It's red. Its converted mana cost is 5. It has been printed one time, and it was first printed in Odyssey block.
Okay. Ugh. I know exactly what this is. My final answer is Cruel Ultimatum.
Nailed it. All right.
Yeah, I have no idea. All
right. I'll read the rest of the hints. I don't know if you guys will ever get this one. This one was a little rough. There's not that many to choose from for show cards. It was printed in Odyssey. It doesn't have a subtype of power. Its mana cost is 3 red. The flavor, it has no flavor text, so card text from the bottom. The last line is, if 7 or more cards are in your graveyard.
It is threshold.
And then okay. Above that, each of those creatures and or players instead.
this seems ridiculous.
And then above that, threshold, the card name, deals 4 damage to each of those creatures and or players instead of 7 or more cards are in your graveyard.
Is it, Star Shower?
No.
Oh, that's funny. That's showing the name.
Shower of Coals?
Shower of Coals.
I still think Cruel Ultimatum was right.
I'll check with the judges.
They say no.
Shit.
Okay, so it goes to Mr. Fink. Alright, Eric.
Yep.
Block party. Cards in the current block.
What's the point totals?
5-3-3.
Hey.
We got this answer.
Yeah. Hosers. Cards that are printed by development to hurt broken decks or cards, or the blah blah blah. Cards with a power plus toughness plus converted mana cost equals 20.
Come on. I wanted Biggie Smalls. Alright.
Oh, I'll give you Biggie Smalls. Yeah, you want Biggie Smalls? No one's done that yet.
Yeah, Biggie Smalls.
Judge, those were not one of the categories.
Let's rewind it to the previous board state. Alright, 4.442. No, sorry, 4.420.
Can I apply your ruling? Can I, what's the word?
Ask the head, the head judge. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I already was the head judge. 3.667 or 4.323. 4.323. 4.323. Okay. 4.323 stars on gatherer.wizards.com off 186 votes. The top comment is Jesus Christ, period. Someone says, talks about infinite combos with this card. And someone says, what a stupid fucking combo card.
And it's a big goblin slash elf.
Goblin slash elf, CMC 5 or greater.
5 or greater?
Yes, 5 or greater. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 clues.
Can I hear the comments again?
That there are infinite Jesus combos, Christ. Jesus Christ, and someone says, what a stupid fucking combo card.
I mean, I'll just go deep. Why not? So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'll say -5.
-5. Yeah. That would break our current record.
I'll go -6.
-6?
I'm gonna say name that casual card.
Alright, -6. Go ahead.
Alright.
So this is, I think, a good opportunity to clear up the negative names thing. Or negative cards thing. So I think the way that it's written, you just have to do all of these things in order. As opposed
yeah.
to, and so like, you couldn't do -18 because like, each line of text does not count as a negative.
Okay.
It counts as one. So you have to do super types, color, CMC, mana cost, power toughness, loyalty, and the block.
Okay.
And so you're still cool with -6.
Yes, I thought power and toughness were separate.
No.
They are in the positives, no. Not in the negatives.
Yeah, not in the negatives. It's a little bit of a tricky thing, but I think it makes the game better.
And this is a goblin or an elf with CMC higher than 5 or greater.
5 or greater, yep.
That has something to do with combos.
Stupid fucking combo card, yes.
Well, okay, I'm just going to go all in on the legendary.
So you have to give the name and then all the things. I'll tell you if they're all right or any wrong.
I thought I did the things first.
Sure, it doesn't matter, but I won't tell you until you're done.
A legendary red creature with CMC 5, 3 red, power and toughness 2, I think it's Champions of Kamigawa and
Kiki Jiki.
You broke up as you were saying the name of the card.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Kiki Jiki Mirror Breaker.
Oh. You're not quite right.
What did I mess up?
Did anyone know what he did wrong?
Yeah, I caught it immediately.
Yep. CMC is two red, red, red.
Yeah, it's two red, 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 not three red, red.
Did I say that?
You said three red, red.
That's stupid.
We just specifically put a Cascade Bluffs in our blue-red twin list so we could cast this card.
That's stupid. Yeah. I know that.
Dan gets a point.
Oh, no.
it's not like so glad.
Three of them at 60.
Okay.
I'm so glad Andrew took that over, because I was going to say worth the raid, mother.
Oh, you got it. Almost.
Incidentally, Dan gets a point.
Yep. So Dan has four.
If Dan's up to four?
Yep.
Uh-oh, man.
All right. Dan, would you like...
Wait, no.
No. Eric, would you like...
Oh, yeah.
take off Kiki Jiki from that. Power and toughness, power plus toughness plus converted mana cost equals 20. Exiled, cards banned in some format. Or a very high rating, cards with a rating of 420 on Gatherer.
I'll go with From the Vault 20.
From the Vault 20?
Yeah.
I called it... Yeah. From the Vault 20, okay. 4.557, 4.306, or 3.531?
Okay.
Let's see here. So, 4.557. Somebody says one of Timmy's best friends. Someone says my favorite card and the very first I ever pursued with fanatic passion. I was 13 when this card came out, so I didn't have a credit card to buy it online. I just went after it packs and packs. That's a nice story.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah. And someone said he played it against his friend one day and he conceded the match right then and there. And there are, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 clues. Eric?
I'll go with magic number 4.
Magic number 4, okay.
I'll go for 3.
Great.
And I'll say name it. All right.
This is for Dan to tie Eric.
Slash win.
All because of me.
This is unfair.
I'll be the judge afterwards, decide whether I call Eric just the winner. Okay. It is a legendary creature, and it's rare.
GLHF.
So it's a... That fucking legendary always fucks me up.
Yeah.
So it's a legendary, rare creature.
Timmy's best friend.
Power, toughness, and CMC is 20 or greater.
Yeah. No. Equal to 20, exactly.
Yeah. Equal. Oh, equal exactly.
Yes.
Oh, because that helps so much. And it's good, I assume?
Well, it's the rating is 4.557.
And the guy scooped when he played it. Okay. I have like one on my head.
On your head.
Yeah, you should get it off.
It's right on your head. Just pick it off and put it on the microphone.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Oh, I think that adds up.
Ultimatum.
Legendary creature, rare.
Yep.
Okay. A chroma.
But which one?
Oh shit! Where yeah, there's one among. Which is the one I like better? I'm gonna go with the Chroma Angel of Fury.
Oh.
It was the other one.
It was the other one! I can't believe you pulled that out of your ass. This is the second time. God damn it.
Why would you ever pick the color shifted one?
And why was this guy... this was
the one I've like seen more recently.
He like... he went after it with a passion and getting booster... booster pack after booster pack to get it.
Let me tell you, no casual just buys booster packs of Planar Chaos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got the third. Do I get half a point?
No.
Diane wins. I get half the prize.
To be honest with you, Diane, I was the prize.
No, Mr. Superman, no here.
Alright.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Who wins?
Well, you guys are tied. Let's do a ultimate showdown.
Shoot. Top deck mode?
Top deck mode. Nice. Good call.
And how about you start naming hints?
Yeah, I'll top deck, I'll start naming things.
And first person between.
You can each have a guess. If you guys both guess it, no, that seems...
No, I mean, the first person to know it.
Alright, Eric gets to go first.
No, just have... So while you're reading the hints, go slowly, and the first one to say, like, I know it.
Okay.
And then guess.
Buzz in with your name. Alright.
Yeah, buzzer system seems good.
Okay. This fucking card.
Wait, give me a second, because I'm muting my microphone for a second.
Is it the Abyss?
No. Oh, I have a twist. I have a twist. Andrew.
Do we have to do it blindfolded?
No, no. Andrew.
What's that?
Andrew can buzz in. If he gets it, he just gets another point. He has to get up to five, so he has to get three in a row to win.
Oh my god, these are just so arbitrary rules.
I'll keep adding arbitrary rules. No structure.
Magic players love that.
Yeah. Where's Eric? Is Eric back yet?
It's what makes the EDH Rules Committee so great.
Yeah. Fucking EDH Rules Committee.
Everyone loves Sheldon.
God. I don't understand how casual EDH works with a banned list. Like, it's so hard to format a casual format. Like, I mean, to, like, make rules for a casual format. Because part of the rule of a casual format is you're not supposed to play good cards. So, like, most of the cards are banned in EDH if you're playing casual. Like where does it... Like, how do you make a ban list?
I mean, it's really weird.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna, like...
Their justification...
Talk
like,
too much about this right now, but... It's, like, I know that some of my friends are...
Hey!
Aggressive, and that might be why Sheldon doesn't like them,
some
but...
Some of my best friends are casuals.
I'm back.
I just mean, like...
Nobody knew you were gone.
I've heard a lot of bad things about... Sheldon and his crew that plays EDH like at their LGS.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Alright.
But like it
Andrew disappeared.
He did indeed.
He Google left the Google Hangout. I don't know where he Google went.
Wait,
hold on, he's Google calling me.
Is he actually Google calling you or is he calling you?
He was calling me on my cellular telephone, but...
Alright, so he can just not get the part of it. He's just out, and we can start without him.
Wait, no, hold on. He's calling me on my cellular telephone.
Let's see what his sheet is. We're going to cut this out, right?
Yes, probably.
We'll just bleep it all out.
He said go on without him.
Okay. So Andrew is gone.
I don't know what happened. His internet died or something.
Yeah, his internet died.
All right, so here we go. Top deck mode, 4.340. I'm not going to read you any comments. I'll give you the stars, though. 4.340. It is an enchantment. It's a rare. It's blue. CMC 7. It's been printed one time. It was...
Pass their time.
What?
Pass their time.
Wait, quiet. We need to decide if you guess, are you out?
Yes. Well, no, not necessarily, but I get a guess.
Okay, if Eric gets a guess and it's wrong, then Dan gets a guess at that point. That's good rule. All right. Yes. Eric guessed cast through time, Eric is wrong. Dan, you've got a guess.
And I say thought reflection.
No, you're both wrong. Okay. The block it was first printed in is...
Wait. So we continue going?
Yeah, we're going to continue going.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Fine. You said it's a rare, right?
Yep, rare. Block first printed in is Odyssey. Oh, sorry. Onslaught is Onslaught. Is set is Scourge.
But you said 7?
What? Yeah, 7. The no power toughness, no loyalty, no subtype. Mana cost is 4, blue. Flavor text, it doesn't have any. And the card text from the bottom.
Uh-oh.
Last line is Control. Then the exiled cards to the battlefield under your
buzz.
Yeah.
What?
Damn buzz.
Commandeer?
No.
No.
Eric? Is it Day of the Dragon?
Holy shit, it is. I have never heard of this card ever.
Wow.
Eric wins.
Why is it such a high rating?
Eric.
People like dragons.
Oh my god.
Had you heard of that? I'd never heard of that card.
Yeah.
No, I know you'd heard of it. You guessed it.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of that, Dan?
No. What is it called again?
Day of the Dragons.
Yeah, I definitely heard of it.
It turns everyone's creatures into dragons, right?
When Day of the Dragons enters the battlefield, exile all creatures you control. No, just yours. Then put that many 5/5 red dragon creatures flying onto the battlefield. When Day of the Dragons leaves the battlefield, sacrifice all dragons you control, then return the exile cards to the battlefield under your control.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's like the classic, how a blue enchantment makes red dragons.
Yeah.
Classic.
But it is a lot like Hour of Need.
Yeah, it is a lot like Hour.
It just costs a lot more and is a sorcery speed enchantment.
Yep. Okay, so Eric is our winner.
Yay.
Well done. All right, so I haven't posted the first one yet. I'm going to edit it. I wanted to get some things down, like the show's name.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Gamekin Zealot.
I don't like Gamekin Zealot.
Okay, fine. What about Chatter of the Squirrel?
I don't know.
No, it's not Mario's podcast.
What do you think about Drive to Work? Maybe I should do that. Just go with the same name, just try to snag some of his audience.
Not confusing at all.
Cruel Ultimate Podcast.
Toe.
Ultimate Cast.
Cruel Ultimato.
Cast through time. Well, it's got cast in the word.
Podcast through time. Yeah. Wait, hold on. Pod the steps of casting a spell. Nice. First announce it and move it from your hand onto the stack.
Malira podcast.
Then choose its modes.
This cast podcast cannot get -1/-1 counted.
Podcastity. Podcasting of bones. Podcast into darkness.
Yeah, podcast into darkness.
Podcast into darkness.
It's like a Star Trek.
Podcast into darkness.
That's
great. I don't know.
Podcastigate. Podcastle.
Podcastle. Podcastle. I like Big Game Hunter.
I don't. Not a big fan.
Dual podcasting.
That's just misleading. I don't know.
Anyways.
Well, whoever's listening to this, they will already know because I will have put an intro on it, so that's kind of funny.
Or this won't even be there.
It's trippy.
Gargoyle Podcastle.
They're all sitting there thinking like, oh, I know what they chose. They chose blah, 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 blah. And then they're listening to us and they're like, heh, I already know.
Misform so, podcaster.
They're smarter than us.
Yeah.
Podcaster Frogling.
Podcaster.
Podcaster Platoon.
Yeah, none of these are good.
Grizzled Podcasts.
Podcaster Mage.
Podcaster Mage.
Snapcaster Pod.
No, is it Podcaster?
Podcaster Mage.
Podcaster Sliver?
Malira, Silva Podcast.
Zurin Podcaster.
Nah.
Vampire Podcast?
No, that sounds just like a Twilight podcast. Or one of them other ones, True Blood or whatever. Alright. Well,
new podcast, Druid.
This is not interesting.
Podcast.
It's not great podcast when the people listening already know what we came up with.
Yeah, we're axing all of this. I'm just fucking around now.
Yeah, fair enough.
Mortar podcast.
Border podcast?
Mortar podcast.
Mortar podcast. Mortar.
Thermo podcast.
Thermo podcast.
Nah. Mere Quadrupodcast.
No, birthing pod. Oh wait, no, somebody already said birthing podcast.
Yeah, it sounds like we're expecting mothers.
Kudeka podcast.
We could just get more of the audience.
Goblin games.
Heroes podium.
I like goblin games.
I mean, it's alright.
I like games in
the. It's not the worst.
It's not the worst. I don't think it has to be all that good.
Ah, oh, shit. I went to the wrong the gathering group. Alright, wait, hold on. Let me find all of my awful suggestions again.
What if you just say head games? I guess that's not really...
It's a little...
That doesn't scream magic.
It doesn't scream magic like Goblin Games does.
Or Mind Games, I guess.
Yeah, Mind Games, same
thing. Both of those are cards.
1996 World Champion.
Yeah, that's... Nailed it.
Untaidake the Cloudkeeper.
Champions of Aquatis. No, what is it? That's Ambassador. Champion.
No, there's Laquatis' Champion.
Laquatis' Champion, that's what it is.
Can we do.
Laquadcastis' Champion.
Johnny.
Champion's Johnny. Victory.
I'm still, like, pretty all in on Untaidake the Cloudkeeper.
I don't even get that.
Or God's Eye Gate to the Rakai.
Just because they're just ridiculous. Okay.
Names of Kamigawa land.
Do you know what Champion's Victory is?
No. I know what Coalition Victory is.
It's a sorcery that was eroded into an instant from Portal 3 Kingdoms. Cast Champion's Victory only during the Declare Attacker step and only if you've been attacked this step. Return targeting attacking creature to its owner's hand.
Man, that is definitely...
Why would they keep that as a sorcery?
That is the worst unsummon.
Because Portal only had sorceries. Portal had no instants.
Yes.
Yeah,
ooh, that would be interesting, though. Strictly worst cards. That's a good category.
Eh.
Champion's Victory is strictly worst.
Yeah.
But, let's be real... They can't redirect with their Spellskite.
Yeah.
Unless they're attacking with their Spellskite.
Yeah.
Who does that?
There's always a loophole. I mean, like, a 3-3 is worse than a 2-2 when they cast, like, whatever that thing is that makes it deal damage equal to its power to its controller, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, no, so that's why I said it is strictly worse, because the thing I came up with was an edge case or a corner case or whatever.
Yeah.
So, what if we call our podcast The Great Wall? It's where planeswalkers stop.
It's interesting. But I think it's clever as it is.
Great Wall lets creatures with planeswalkers.
No, I got it. It's very clever. It's just I think it might be too... It doesn't have any... It doesn't explain itself. The Great Wall podcast is just confusing.
Just have something with Planeswalker in it. Like, it doesn't have to be a card, per se.
It doesn't. That is true.
Or, like, planes. Like, walking the planes with... What's his name?
Nate Holt.
Nate Holt.
Graceful Antelope.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to cut it.
Hey, Graceful Antelope is a Planeswalker.
Yeah.
Nimble Mongoose.
Its spark was awoken.
How many cards with Planeswalker are there now? Like, four?
There's five creatures with Planeswalk, and then there's three other cards that reference Planeswalk.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at
specifically.
Righteous Avengers, 3/1 Planeswalk for 5. Ugh. Zodiac Rooster.
Yeah, but if they have planes,
oh. It's going to beat down. You can easily get a 3/3 unblockable for 5.
A build your own Dothy Marauder.
Build your own. It's just one card.
No, and then you combo it with...
Something that turns their lands into planes, yeah. And something that makes your creature black.
Yeah. Just magical hack your.
No, what's that? Spreading Seas. Shitty cipher card.
Magical hack, Spreading Seas, and.
Or wait, is it
two magical hacks?
Does Realm Right do it? No, I guess not. Realm.
Nah, that's just you. Yeah. The card you're thinking of is, oh, I always try to remember it because it's such a bad card.
Yeah. Give me a sec.
Trait doctoring,
yeah.
Yes, you can use trait doctoring to change, Spreading Seas into making it a planes, cipher it onto your Righteous Avengers, swing in.
You can also use Magical Hack for the same thing. Planes.
Yeah, but Trait Doctoring lets you cipher it, Josh.
Oh, yeah.
And then next turn, it's not a planes anymore, so you just paid a blue to do nothing.
It's only till end of turn.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's not good.
It's a sorcery speed magical hack until end of turn.
Ugh.
And it only can target, as by virtue of it being a sorcery, it can only target permanent.
And magical hack is already so bad.
Guys, you could just use Trait Doctrine to change their land into a plains.
Yeah, but how fun is that?
It's a two-card combo.
I mean, yeah, but it only works the one turn.
No, and then you cipher it on, and then whenever
and then
you
attack... next turn, it's not a land anymore, and you have to get in before you can make it a plains again.
Oh, somebody says, was the card...
Oh, whenever that creature deals combat damage, it's not whenever it attacks.
One of the comments is from Mark Rosewater's blog, colon. From Mark Rosewater's blog, colon. Was the card Trait Doctoring from DGM made with Devotion in mind? -K9GM3. And Morrow says, let's just say we were aware of this interaction. Devotion to color.
Okay.
You can ruin their devotion with it. Right. You can't even...
Sure.
Only at sorcery speed, though.
You can turn off a god. You can turn off a god and then attack.
At sorcery speed.
Oh my god.
They have an Erebos, and you're like, yeah, but Erebos is looking for your devotion to green now, sir.
You don't have that, do you? You just change it to blue, and it's still turned on from Night Vale Spectres. And...
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, let's sign off.
Deal.
Okay.
This is Eric Binks signing off. Well, you can use that.
I'm at work now. blah, 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 blah.
I'm pulling out of my driveway. You all know what that means.
I'm pulling back into my driveway.
Another episode of Drive to Work.
Yeah.
And this week, I'm carpooling with my friend Matt Cavada.
Are we just doing a whole Drive to Work podcast?
A whole
Drive to Work?
It's been fun, guys.
All right.
See you, bye. Before Matt Cavada was actually here.
Yeah. All right, Dan signed off. All right.
Yeah.
We'll talk to everybody. Twitter.com/JBlack.
Actually next to me right now.
Wait, what?
What if Matt Cavada was actually next to me right now?
You would be very happy.
I don't know if I would. It'd be okay.
All right. I thought he was your hero.
No.
Who am I thinking of? Who's the rules manager? Matt Tabak.
Yeah. Also, I'm less like a fan of Matt Tabak now, and I'm more just gunning for his job.
Now he knows. He listens to this podcast.
Cut this out. You have to. It's my corporate secret.
Oh, man. All right. Goodbye, everybody. Twitter.com/JBlack5000. We will see you next week. Eric will be returning again.
Oh, yeah. And we might be in a radio station.
Oh, yeah, if we do that. We'll see. All right.
We should.
Yeah. We'll see if we can set that up. Goodbye, everybody.